Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Lee, it's hot.
Yes, it is.
It's very hot. Yeah. And you can't hear much of anything about, except about how hot it is.
Yeah.
Media going on and on. And Lee, the hysterics have gotten ridiculous. Your survival guide for the heat.
Yeah.
Drink this, don't do that. Time your errands so you don't have to go out during the hottest times. They are whooping this into a frenzy. And yes, there are record highs nationwide. We are absolutely seeing record highs. We're not afraid to tell you the truth of that on this show.
No record here yesterday.
No, I mean, but nationwide, yeah. We're seeing in terms of, yeah.
Just, New York had a couple of records.
Yeah. And they're hyping that to the extreme. And that's because they want to push the climate change. They want, yeah. You know, they want to push all of that. And this drives me crazy. Because when we had real record weather news, the New York Post was all over it, especially in terms of things we've never seen before, which always get my attention. Again, the fastest ever recorded gain in Arctic sea ice at the North and South Poles using NASA data. Published peer-reviewed articles. One hit one week, the South Pole. And then a week later, another set of scientists using the data did the North Pole. Fastest ever ice gain. Why? Cold temperatures. That's why. And yet, the media blacked that out, Lee. If you want to know about it, you have to either read conservative publications of the New York Post, which broke the stories. And so we didn't get this hysterical, wow, it's so cold, dude. If you're going out, here's not how not to freeze to death during this incredible period of record cold that we are having. It was January, February. It's called the 2025 Arctic Blast, at least among those allowed to know of it to any extent. Event saw temperatures up to 50 degrees Fahrenheit below average, shattering daily record lows across the plains, Midwest, and the South. And some of them were quite impressive, like the one set in Nebraska. And I know because I covered this at the time and all of this. And what makes it so interesting, if you go back in my Battleground podcast, you listen to the 9 o'clock hour, I've had, Tony Dale's former meteorologist, and I've had him on the show multiple times over the last couple of years. And what's so wild is he predicted all of this would happen, that we were entering a mini cold age, and that we were going to see that. And the way that he knew that was because of solar activity, which he insists actually is what drives weather in the world, not people driving cars or burning carbon. And Tony will explain to you, and, you know, I mean, I've said this for years too, we're not going to run out of water because there's a water cycle. It goes around and around and around. It's not like, you know, you drink it or throw it away and then it's gone. Well, carbon is the same way. We have a carbon cycle. Carbon renews itself, goes up into the atmosphere, goes back to the earth, goes up in the atmosphere, goes back to the earth. But there's a finite amount of it. And it can hold energy and it can release energy. But it's not a scary thing that causes the world to burn up. And, you know, despite record burning of coal right now, record for all of human history, we had record ice gains. North and South Pole, and shattered cold records in the January, February, 2025 Arctic blast. And I just like, I'm listening to the news, not your news, but news in general, just, you know, and I know you're running a news package and the hysteria. I mean, I just, Gog, consult the experts. What do we do? How do we get through the heat? Well, you know, and every one of these news reports, they work in somewhere, global warming, climate change. And they don't tell you, we just had a record low shattering January, February. Why? Because it's getting colder. Yes, we are having a warm snap. That's going to happen. But they don't treat the other one the same way. Anyway, I wish we had a little bit of that cold blast today.
Yeah, that would be nice. And it's today apparently is going to be the last of the worst. Highs are supposed to be in the, you know, lower 90s for the rest of the week, which is, you know,
pretty normal.
Yeah, it's normal. I mean, it is late June in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Hello. So.
I know. So 97 today. That's not the worst of it for this week here. But yeah, record highs across the country. And of course, the hysteria, the media always whips up. It just kills me. They black it out when it's the other way. Mm-hmm. Literally black that out. I mean, that story, that should be honestly a top 20 story for the year. That record ice gain. And again, because what have we been told for years? I mean, Al Gore, right? It was going to melt.
Yeah.
We were going to be able to like take a boat through there.
Polar bears are going to drown. They've got no ice sheets to sit on. Yeah.
And not only did that not happen, never mind that a whole generation of school children were terrified by it, by their teachers. Not only did it not happen, when you get a record ice gain in terms of size and speed that we've never seen before, and the media blacks that out. That is a huge story.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, anyway, you know what I'm excited about?
What's that?
It's going to rain.
Yes.
We got rain in the temperature. We need that hopefully, so badly. Yeah. So, just cool things down.
Luckily, we're not in a drought situation now. The recent rains, a few weeks ago, that's helped out tremendously. Yeah. So, I think there's only a small sliver of area right around the Myrtle Beach area, which is even barely a little bit dry. But the latest thing I saw from the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, virtually 95% of the state is, you know, normal rainfall, and we're not in any type of drought situation.
Yeah, they've got rain in the forecast at least through next Tuesday, so we'll see if that ends up being correct.
My grass and weeds are still green and growing, so I'm going to try and deal with that later this afternoon. But anyway.
Well, Dad, you need to get out there.
Absolutely. Well, got to get the wife's car washed, too, so. A lot of things to do.
You have priorities, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Supposed to start raining around 5 today, so we'll see. Okay. But I can't wait because I'm all down for the free water. You know, I love free stuff. I'll take some free water.
Yes.
So.
And free vitamin D for everyone.
Absolutely. Okay. Meanwhile, New York, we'll start where we started the show today. New York City has fallen.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm hoping for some kind of miracle that Eric Adams or Cuomo can pull this off. Cuomo's talking about maybe coming back, and he just lost, obviously, the Democrat primary, and not by a small amount, to a socialist, who has alternatively also described himself as an anarchist. And if you look at his tweets, 5 of them, he point blank insists they're going to defund the police.
How can you be an anarchist and want to be a mayor? Because those are exact opposites. If you were an anarchist, you were trying to work against the organization and governmental authority.
And socialism is honestly the opposite of that. It's total top-down control.
Exactly.
He's openly socialist. He's saying that, and he has said it repeatedly, he doesn't think that grocery stores should be private businesses. He thinks the government should run them.
And wants to have city-owned grocery stores.
Yep.
He claims to drive down prices.
Yeah. Okay.
And free mass transit, free schooling. Free lunches for kids in school and everything, which, you know, pretty much is already in existence anyway. So
when you look at the direction, though, that this shows you that the Democrat Party is going in and what this says to the world about America. I mean, the idea when I was a kid, right, which was the end of the USSR, when I was a kid and you just had this like just fear of authoritarianism, of socialism and of communism. And just to see the premier city of the United States of America in terms of what we're known for. Literally in a Democrat primary, select an openly socialist mayor in my lifetime, I would have never thought that was possible.
He also wants to defund police too. So there's
I said a minute ago,
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying that a second ago with it. I actually retweeted all of his tweets on that. He's not talking about like sort of cut some funds, okay? He means defund them completely.
Right.
He says they're an oppressive force. And all they do is they go after brown and black people. We need to set them free. I don't know. Sure, to me, it looks like Trende Aragua's got the upper hand in New York City over the police, not the other way around, but that's just me. Illegal immigrants, by the way, not Americans. So, wow. I mean, just watching that. I mean, it's scary because it shows you the direction the Democrat Party's going at the grassroots level. When you have that many people voting for a socialist. And
well, you've got a vice mayor that's an insurrectionist out west. Was that woman that was making that comment that she wanted the gangs to start standing up, protecting their turf, their territory against ICE? That's an insurrection.
Look, did I not predict that?
Yes.
I said the Democrat Party, you can see it coming from a mile away. You ever had two of your friends you're like, wow, I bet that they would totally click if they met? You know, you could just tell there'll be chemistry there. Have you ever done that? I had two friends. I introduced them. I was like, I had a really good friend named Jeff, and I went to my Spanish class. I was partnered with her. We got to be friends, and I said, Jeff, I swear I met your wife. I swear I did. Introduce them. Instant chemistry. They're still married. They have kids. That's the Democrat Party and the gangs. Democrat Party and cartels. You know, you put them together, man, they are going to merge. They're both criminal operations, and they love total power. Well, you're seeing that. I'm going to play the audio coming up. Lee, Cynthia Gonzalez, a vice mayor of a city inside LA County called Kudahi, I never heard of it, but whatever, urging the gangs that she serves, represents, and I'm talking the illegal immigrant factions, to come out and fight ICE in the street. Democrats, y'all. Yeah. Democrats.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.